How to introduce yourself professionally at events. Networking events, conferences, and professional gatherings are golden opportunities to connect with like-minded individuals, potential partners, and industry leaders. However, walking into a room full of strangers and introducing yourself can be daunting, even for seasoned professionals. A polished, confident introduction can set the tone for meaningful conversations and long-lasting connections. In this comprehensive guide, we'll explore how to introduce yourself professionally at events, with actionable strategies to ensure you leave a lasting impression. Why your introduction matters. First impressions are formed in seconds. At professional events, your introduction isn't just a formality, it's your personal branding moment. A well-crafted introduction showcases your confidence, communication skills, and professionalism, while a poorly executed one can make you forgettable or, worse, leave a negative impression. Whether you're attending a casual meetup or a formal industry summit, mastering this skill can open doors to new opportunities. In the world of business, networking is often the key to growth. As detailed in this insightful piece on mastering the art of business networking, building relationships starts with a strong introduction. Your ability to present yourself authentically and succinctly can determine whether a brief encounter turns into a valuable connection. Crafting your elevator pitch, the core of your introduction. At the heart of a professional introduction is your elevator pitch, a concise, compelling summary of who you are, what you do, and what value you bring. This isn't about reciting your resume, it's about sparking interest and inviting conversation. Here's how to structure it. Start with your name and role, keep it simple. Hi, I'm Sarah Johnson, a marketing strategist specializing in digital campaigns. Mention your unique value, highlight what sets you apart. I help small businesses scale their online presence with targeted strategies. Tailor to the audience, adjust your pitch based on who you're speaking to. If you're talking to a potential client, focus on solutions you offer. If it's a peer, emphasize shared interests or expertise. End with an open-ended hook, encourage dialogue with a question or statement. I'm always curious to learn how others are navigating digital trends. What's been your experience? Practice your pitch until it feels natural, not rehearsed. A great introduction should flow effortlessly, even under pressure. For more tips on crafting impactful connections, check out Networking with Confidence, Strategies for Building Powerful Connections. Adapting to different event types. Not all events are the same, and neither should your introduction be. The tone, depth, and style of your introduction should vary depending on the setting. Formal conferences, use a polished, detailed pitch. Include your company name, role, and a brief mention of a recent achievement or project. Hello, I'm Mark Thompson, Director of Operations at Tech Innovate. We recently launched a platform that's transforming data integration for mid-size firms. Maintain professional language and focus on credibility. Casual meetups, keep it light and conversational. Hi, I'm Lisa, I run a graphic design freelance business. I love turning ideas into visuals. What brings you here? This relaxed approach builds rapport quickly. Industry-specific gatherings, dive into niche details relevant to the audience. If you're at a tech summit, mention specific tools or trends. Hey, I'm Alex, a software developer focused on AI solutions. I've been experimenting with machine learning models lately. What's your take on the latest advancements? Understanding the vibe of the event helps you strike the right balance between professionalism and approachability. For entrepreneurs looking to refine their approach, the Art of Effective Networking for Entrepreneurs offers tailored advice on navigating various networking scenarios. Body language, speaking without words. Your words matter, but so does how you present yourself nonverbally. Research shows that up to 93% of communication is nonverbal, including tone, posture, and facial expressions. Here's how to ensure your body language reinforces your introduction. Maintain eye contact, it shows confidence and builds trust. Avoid looking around the room while speaking, it signals disinterest. Offer a firm handshake, a strong, brief handshake conveys assurance. Pair it with a genuine smile to appear warm and approachable. Stand tall, good posture exudes authority. Slouching or crossing your arms can make you seem closed off or insecure. Mirror the other person, subtly match their energy or gestures to create a sense of rapport, but don't overdo it. Nonverbal cues are especially critical in professional settings where trust and credibility are paramount. To dive deeper into the nuances of workplace interactions, explore the role of communication in the workplace. Navigating the conversation post-introduction. A great introduction is just the beginning. What follows can make or break the interaction. Here are strategies to keep the conversation flowing. Listen actively, show genuine interest in the other person's response. Nod, maintain eye contact, and ask follow-up questions based on what they say. For example, if they mention a recent project, ask, "What was the most challenging part of that?" Share relevant insights, offer a brief story or example that ties back to their interests. Avoid dominating the conversation, keep it a two-way exchange. Know when to pivot. If the discussion stalls, gracefully shift topics. By the way, I noticed the keynote speaker mentioned X. Did you find that interesting? Exchange contact info, don't wait until the end of the event. If the conversation is going well, say, "I'd love to stay in touch. Do you have a card or LinkedIn profile?" Building authentic connections doesn't have to feel forced. For practical advice on forming genuine relationships, read How to Build a Strong Network Without Feeling Forced. Common mistakes to avoid when introducing yourself. Even with the best intentions, it's easy to slip up during an introduction. Here are pitfalls to watch for. Oversharing, don't ramble about your entire career history. Stick to the essentials and let the conversation unfold naturally. Sounding rehearsed, while preparation is key, avoid sounding robotic. Practice your pitch so it feels spontaneous. Ignoring the other person, an introduction isn't a monologue. Failing to engage or ask questions can make you seem self-centered. Being too salesy, avoid pushing your agenda right away. Focus on building rapport before pitching a service or idea. Forgetting names, if someone introduces themselves, repeat their name in conversation to help remember it. Nice to meet you, John. So what brings you to this event? Avoiding these missteps ensures your introduction is both memorable and effective, paving the way for stronger professional ties. Preparing for the event, do your homework. Preparation can elevate your confidence and make your introductions more impactful. Before attending an event, take these steps. Research the attendees, check the event's guest list or LinkedIn group if available. Identify key people you'd like to meet and familiarize yourself with their roles or companies. Know the event's purpose, understand the theme or focus. Tailor your pitch to align with the event's goals, whether it's innovation, collaboration, or industry trends. Prepare conversation starters, have a few open-ended questions ready, such as, "What inspired you to attend today?" or "What's one takeaway you're hoping to get from this event?" Update your materials, ensure your business cards, LinkedIn profile, and any portfolio links are current. First impressions extend to your digital presence. Preparation reduces anxiety and helps you approach introductions with purpose. It's a proactive way to ensure you are ready to connect meaningfully. Overcoming introversion and nerves. Not everyone is naturally outgoing, and that's perfectly okay. If approaching strangers feels intimidating, try these techniques. Start small, begin with one-on-one interactions rather than jumping into large groups. Look for someone standing alone, they're often just as eager to connect. Set a goal, aim to meet just 3 new people at an event. A manageable target reduces pressure and builds momentum. Focus on curiosity, shift your mindset from "I need to impress" to "I want to learn." Genuine curiosity about others takes the spotlight off you. Practice deep breathing, before entering the venue, take slow, deep breaths to calm your nerves. Confidence often starts with feeling physically grounded. Introversion doesn't have to hinder networking. With practice, even the shyest individuals can become adept at professional introductions. Following up after the event. Your introduction at the event is only the first step. Following up turns a fleeting meeting into a potential relationship. Here's how. Send a personalized message, within 24 to 48 hours, email, or message them on LinkedIn. Reference something specific from your conversation. "Hi John, it was great chatting about AI trends at yesterday's conference. I'd love to continue the discussion over coffee." Connect on social platforms, LinkedIn is ideal for professional connections. Include a note with your request to jog their memory. Offer value, share a resource, article, or idea related to your discussion. It shows you're invested in the relationship, not just asking for favors. Stay consistent, don't let the connection fade. Engage with their posts or check in periodically to maintain the relationship. Effective follow-up transforms a casual introduction into a meaningful professional bond, amplifying the impact of your initial meeting. Conclusion. Learning how to introduce yourself professionally at events is a skill that pays dividends throughout your career. A strong introduction, paired with confident body language, active listening, and thoughtful follow-up, can turn chance encounters into powerful connections. Remember that authenticity is key. People are drawn to genuine interactions, not forced pleasantries. Networking events are your stage to shine, so prepare, practice, and embrace every opportunity to connect. With each introduction, you're not just meeting people, you're building a network that supports your professional growth. Start small, refine your approach, and watch as doors open through the power of a memorable first impression.